On July 27th, highly accomplished lawyer and Palo Alto Mayor Judy Kleinberg showed why she is such a popular leader when she held court at a bus stop in front of Palo Alto City Hall before scores of her constituents for this year's fifth annual Palo Alto NBG Day.
First of all, I want a round of applause for Mayor Judy Kleinberg. Okay. Now, I want to begin this ceremony by saying that this is the mayor of Palo Alto. We're on the sidewalk in front of Palo Alto at a bus stop with the bus-sickle. Standing to my left is a fellow named Scott Campbell, who's here from Boston, of Mayor Tom Menino's send-off on April 28th. 5,000, how many thousand miles ago?
5,022.
So let's a round of applause for Scott Campbell. Where's Pam Slocum at? Pam, can you come up here and be part of this little crazy
wait,
stuff we're doing here?
When he started.
Pam Slocum came here from Denver with Scott, so she's been
Wow.
The bicycle that we're standing in front of is a project that came here from vicariously through the MIT wisdom in the Boston collegiate area, all the gray matter they've got going on out there. And Mary Judy's going to ride it in a second, but before she does that, she's going to drive the bicycle, I should say. Before she does that, she's going to read a proclamation for the National Bicycle Greenway.
Can I just always have you with me when I do proclamations? He's fabulous. He's great.
After which point, I'm going to have Judy speak.
You should tell me what to do. Oh, now it's my turn. Okay. All right, first of all.
No, not you.
Oh.
I'm trying to get him to move in a little bit.
Oh, move in. Move in, guys. Move in.
Get you on this side.
He really wants to be a director of a movie or something. All right, so first of all, I want to welcome all of you to the most bicycle-friendly city in the entire country. You know, what starts here sometimes gets bigger here, and Palo Alto was at the absolute forefront of promoting bicycle-friendly streets. We are trying to reinvigorate people to ride their bikes different places, especially the younger generation, to ride their bikes to school, and it's becoming much cooler now to do that. Thanks to Lance Armstrong and others and the kinds of role models that we are surrounded with right here. We in Palo Alto have a long tradition of trying to protect the ability of people to not only be bike riders but be safe bike riders. We have bike avenues. We have areas where people can park their bikes. We're going to have a bike rental station at the train station, which used to be there. We're going to reopen it. So we are very much simpatico with everything that you value about bicycle riding. Now, in addition to the fact that it's good for your health and it's a whole lot of fun, it also helps reduce the congestion on our streets. And because it's reducing congestion on our streets and people might not be in cars, it is also an important addition, a critical asset in the war against global warming. And I think you probably know that we have a real challenge in this world about doing something about protecting our climate and trying to reduce carbon emissions. So bicycles are at the forefront of that war on global warming.
Right. Yeah.
So,
can I ad hoc this and bring someone up that I'd like to introduce?
Well, yes.
I can?
I can
edit that out. But
I just wanted to
make
do the proclamation.
Proclamation read last.
Oh, read
as
the proclamation.
A final kind of
sure. Okay.
Oh, do you have a meeting?
No, my meeting is here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. My meeting came
okay,
here.
Okay, well, let's do it this way. First, I want to introduce some very important people in the crowd here. A guy right back there with the hat on, his name is Dave. And Dave Hansel brought this thing together. If it weren't for Dave, you wouldn't see the big group and you wouldn't see the bicycle here. You wouldn't see the energy that there is around this thing. He answered an ad in BA.Bicycles, and just totally the thing exploded from that. Adjacent to his energy is a fellow named Rich Willits. Rich, standing there with the hat on, take dip your hat to the crowd. And Rich also has been a major shaker, driver, and mover of this. Christy,
high school graduate.
All right.
Hey,
Christy Wolf, where are you at? Christy, can you come up so we can all see you here? Christy Wolf made the amazing signage that you see on this thing.
Yeah, good job.
Christy's also been a shaker and mover driving this thing. And the Ramona Street neighborhood, little Skylar rode in from San Jose carrying Will's snake some of the way. Will the Snake Man corked intersections for us and rode from San Jose.
Great.
All of those of us who rode from San Jose, raise your hands. Round of applause for you. That. Okay. Another guy that's of note is a fellow named Bob Schneeweiss. Is that correct?
Bob
is amazing. This guy, talk about like a community asset, a wisdom, of a fountain of wisdom and knowledge. That right there is his vehicle right there, and it's a chariot that is solar powered, and I guess that's George Bush in the front, and the little legs walk, and it's that's just one of the many projects.
The only time George Bush will ever come to Palo Alto, by the way.
Doing something he's qualified to do right now.
I think we'll see him.
Can you say that again? He's what now?
Now he's finally doing something he's qualified to do. Hard physical labor.
Hard physical labor. Okay, now, is there anybody else that I forgot? Because I know that this is us, an us type of thing. I cannot do this. I want to build a greenway from Boston to San Francisco. And, Tom Cabot, get over here, tight guy. Jeez. He's so anonymous today. This is Mr. Wooden Bikes right here, one of the first bike guys I met in Palo Alto when I moved here from Santa Cruz about 3 years ago. This guy, we had a station on his bike that was totally destroyed, and he rebuilt it. He rebuilt everything on it, and this is like his creation. This station, the reason we have a 14-person pedal bike is because of Tom Cabot. Round of applause for Tom. Tom also makes bikes out of recycled goods, such as driftwood, bed frames. He's also an engineer. Is it fair to say for the city of Palo Alto?
I'm still there.
Okay, is it fair for me to say you're an engineer for the city?
No.
Okay, what are you?
I'm a resource planner.
Okay, this is a resource planner for the city of Palo Alto. And just for fun, he's also the same guy that makes it possible for us to have electricity in Palo Alto that's kind of somewhat affordable. Right?
I help work on that. Yep.
So because of him, Palo Alto doesn't stay on the same grid as everyone else in terms of their electricity dollars. We buy our own electricity. He's one of the guys that buys it for us and buys it for us cheap. I also want to thank Nick. Nick has been here the last few nights taking pictures of us, and he's from Palo Alto Weekly.
All right, Nick.
And I think I've said enough now such is time for me to hear Judy Kleinberg read the Palo Alto NBJ Proclamation. You guys ready? You psyched?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, the next thing I wanted to do was introduce one of my colleagues, Peter Dreckmeyer, on the City Council.
Oh, Peter! Okay. Peter Dreckmeyer.
Hey, Martin, congratulations.
Your email doesn't work.
What?
I would let you know. Your email bounces.
I want to thank Martin for being sort of the impresario of this part of the event.
Yeah.
What's an impresario?
Okay. So I'm going to read the proclamation because I know that's really why you got here. Whereas the bicycle was the first personal transportation vehicle and a century ago was an important part of American culture, and whereas the City of Palo Alto recognizes the National Bicycle Greenway, NBG, mission to build our city into its network of bike-friendly roads and bicycle pathways that will connect Palo Alto with our sister city to the north, San Francisco.
Okay, time out. Now, when she says we're going to change this a little bit, okay? The next whereas, we're all going to say it, okay? When she gets to whereas, she'll raise her finger like that, and everyone says whereas. Okay?
Oh.
Let's practice that one time. Raise your finger.
Whereas.
Okay.
I was going to skip all the way.
No.
Oh, that's your
the next one.
Okay.
Whereas.
NBG Scout Scott Campbell. Yay!
All right.
who has been on the road since Boston and Providence. Yay! You know where I'm from. Well, have arrived in Palo Alto on July 27th in this year's 32-city 5th Annual Mayor's Ride Relay to call attention to the NBG plan. And
whereas,
joining Scott as he then peddles this message, or did peddle this message to Palo Alto, will be Pam Slocum.
Yay!
Who has been riding with Scott since Denver. Santa Cruz Cycling Club officers Tim McCloskey.
Yay! Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
Tim's right here.
All right, there's Tim.
And Doug Husky.
All right, Doug.
Husky. He rode in from Santa Cruz.
They rode from Santa Cruz.
Who will have crossed, who will have crossed over the Coast Range, as well as Palo Alto resident and NBG board director Faye Saunders.
All right, Faye.
And NBG scouts Don Loomis.
He didn't show up.
That's all right. Let's hear for Don. And Max Chen.
He didn't show up either.
They're on their bike somewhere. Among other bike advocates and friends. Yay!
Whereas.
Come on.
NBG director and Palo Alto based Awake Again author Martin Krieg. This is a halo. Will be piloting and did the 15-person busicle, a community recycled transportation experiment born in Boston that went through Providence to Palo Alto.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just have to do it. The Palo Alto residents Dave Hansel and Rich Willits.
Dave Hansel, Rich Willits. Where you at, Rich? Okay.
As well as Tom.
Tom Cabot.
Hey, Tom Cabot. Okay. Have made worthy for Palo Alto Roads and...
Whereas,
Palo Alto is a gold-ranked bicycle-friendly community with 26 miles of on-street bike lanes, 11 bike bridges, 3 bike tunnels, and the Alan Fletcher Bicycle Boulevard. Ellen.
Yes. Is Ellen here or no?
That's it for the whereases. I now, therefore, I, Judy Kleinberg, Mayor of the City of Palo Alto, with my good friend, Peter Dreckmeyer, council member, in recognition of the importance of being a bicycle-friendly community, do hereby proclaim today, July 27, 2006, to be National Bicycle Greenway Day in Palo Alto.
Yay! All right. Does someone get a picture of that?
Okay. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
So now what we're going to do, I want you to understand also that Scott has met mayors all across the nation. How many female mayors have you met?
Two.
You met Napa?
Three. Three.
Who's counting?
Now, who were they?
The mayor of Mount Rainier.
Oh, that's right.
And the mayor of Napa, now the mayor of Palo Alto.
Who's the most dynamic?
Well, this one, of course. The mayor of Palo Alto.
Who's the most bike-friendly?
I'd say the mayor of Palo Alto.
Good answer. Good answer.
I can change it there a little bit. Okay.
Now what we're going to do is Judy is going to pilot the bicycle. I've got to give her like a little bit of a debriefing and instruction set and things like that. And
it's like learning how to drive all over.
We're going to take it around the block. We're going to have some spotters. And we're going to have you can. Now you can take all your officers. Now I want to select them for you, okay? I want Peter to come over here.
I'll just lock up my bike.
Okay. I want Tom over here. Come on, Tom. Who else is from the city here? Who else we got here from the city?
Gail.
Gail's not here?
Our most effective, long-standing advocate in City Hall for biking and bike trails and bike lanes, Gail Likens.
Gail also, correct me if I'm wrong, wrote with Amanda the report that awarded them for the gold certification from the League of American Bicyclists. Is that correct? So, I mean, talk about a shaker and a mover where bikes are concerned. I moved here from Palo Alto, Santa Cruz, because of the bike. I'm riding this thing here. I forgot to mention Randy. I got to talk about Randy, okay, for a second, if that's okay. Randy Mitchell, this fellow right here, I know he does these kind of sand, don't bother with me. This man is a former professional stuntman. He used to jump off buildings. He used to get shot. He used to shoot people. He used to get in barroom brawls.
Now he's just broken up.
And now he's kind of a fearless kind of guy. He even went so far as to I know it's a longer story, but he did the Reign of the Bulls in Spain. And
that was when I was young and stupid. Now I'm just old and stupid.
That was what?
It was when I was young and stupid. Now I'm just old and stupid.
Okay.
They want to ride the car.
I know they want to ride the car. But this bicycle, can you tell us about this bike real quick?
It's an 1885 Columbia Expert. It's got a 56-inch wheel. The first man to ride a bicycle around the world rode this kind of bicycle. And he did it in the early 1880s. He started in Oakland, California, rode across the United States, and then got exactly this model bicycle and rode around the rest of Europe and returned.
Awesome. Now, this is where it all began, guys. How many people have seen me online around town?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is the real deal. Mine's kind of junk compared to this. This is a real original bicycle made in the late 19th century, 1885, by a factory in Boston called Columbia. And he's restored it, and he's got, look at the wear he's got on. He's got the German, the pith helmet is from where? Is that German?
It's the Boer War.
An English Boer War helmet. He's got the, can you do a little toot from the horn? Well, here comes the horn shot. Okay. He's got all the wear, the medals. He's got those shoes he's wearing. Everything he's got is totally period wear. So, this is the man. Give it up for Randy Mitchell.
All right, Randy.
All right. Okay, now off to instructions. Come here, Judy. Let me show you what you got to do.
Okay.
Huh? Put that in here if you want. Oh! We'd like to present you with a Mayor's Ride t-shirt, Judy.
Oh, fabulous.
I forgot about that. So what size would you like?
Medium. Thank you.
Now, can someone get a picture with...
What size are you wearing? You're wearing a medium?
This is small. Oh, small.
They're pretty big.
Can someone get a picture of me with Judy with her Mayor's Ride t-shirt?
Sure can. Oh, let me put it on?
Huh? Yeah, but I don't get his photos. Scott, can you take a picture? Is that working?
Wait, I got to put this on.
Huh? Oh, okay, wait. There we go.
Okay.
Is that Jack? Hey, guy, how you doing, man? I'm Martin. All right. Two, finally, huh? Okay. Did you get it together here? Scott, Mike, down here. Scott made this t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott designed it, and he paid for it on top of that. So we're going to get a t-shirt for our counselor over here?
Yeah.
You want a large, right?
I think I'm actually
going to
get an extra large.
I'm
actually going to get a medium. This was really too small.
What's that?
She's pretty tiny. I'm going to get a medium.
Medium? I know. Faye is into the tiny modality of things.
She's very tiny.
Yeah. Okay, and if you want, Scott can sign that for you.
Oh. With something.
I want to get a t-shirt that's been signed by the guy who created it. And did.
Okay.
And look at the back. You see the back? All the ride. He did all those cities.
Did he get a mayor to sign every one?
No, because we've only been doing this since the idea came up. Oh, Gail? Gail Likens?
Gail.
Where are you at, Gail?
All right, Gail.
You're going to ride the bicycle, aren't you? You said yes, right? You're going to ride
sure.
The bicycle?
Sure. Okay. All right, yeah.
Okay, she said yes.
I just have these funny shoes on, though, so as long as
Okay, okay, first of all, I want the people that are going to ride to get on, okay? And you're staying there because you haven't ridden it yet. I want you to stay there. Scott Campbell?
He went to get a pen.
Okay. You guys look pretty official. You guys want to ride the bicycle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on. Okay, one. Are you a city guy? I'm Martin Cregan. I'm a city friend of the city guy.
I have Josh Dahl.
Okay, Josh.
I'm a city girl.
Okay, all the city people. I'm Martin Cregan, all right? City people, get on the bus.
Which way are you
going to
go?
Hey, Randy, will you spot us on us? You want to spot too, Jack? You want to spot for us? Cork the intersections for the mayor. We're going to go around town. We're just going to go around.
He's going to make this block one more time.
I'm going to sit right here.
How you doing, buddy?
Thank you.
Wow. Good to get to see you here.
Work. I was walking by.
Wow. Okay.
How far are you riding?
This guy's from the Palo Alto Bicycle Advisory Commission.
Yeah, hey, man. I'm sitting right here.
I'm
going to go around the block. Yeah, I know this guy. Of course I know this guy. I saw him at his recumbent the other day. I'm Martin Creed.
Hey, Westman.
K-R-I-E-G. You want to give me a card? K-R-I-E-G.
What's that?
I want to ride my bus. Okay, we've got the, Judy, can we do more than one ride just around the block? No, I mean...
One more?
Huh?
Can I come up there?
The busicle ride that followed fully excited the shopkeepers, their customers, and all those for whom it came into view, as Randy Mitchell on his 1885 high wheel and Jack Nadeau on his recumbent tricycle kept our busicle and Bob Schneeweiss on his solar-powered, life-sized walking chariot out of harm's way for two victory laps on the downtown streets. We adjourned to the nearby Whole Foods, where they donated a feast of unlimited fresh fruit, smoothies, and energy bars to end the 2006 Palo Alto NBG Day. Next stop, the end of this year's 32-city mayor's ride, San Francisco.